Hi, everybody, and welcome to day one of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Now, I'm very excited about this because I've asked 40 well-known Bible teachers and pastors to share with you a significant scripture each day for the next 40 days. And these scriptures are about scripture. We're going to look at what the Word says about the Word. Now, each day I'm going to ask you to get out your Bibles and look up the particular text that the pastor's sharing with you. And so today I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 16. Now, while you're looking that up, let me talk to you a little bit about how you dress. You know, our society places great importance on clothing. Every year there are polls about the best dressed and the worst dressed. I'm sure I'd win the worst dressed. There are fads about putting little animals in our shirts, and people wear crazy stuff just to be fashionable. In fact, studies have shown that the way you dress affects your relationships. Did you know that? That what you wear influences how other people perceive you, like first impressions, but it also influences how you act and feel about yourselves. I read a study just this week that said hitchhikers wearing ties get picked up faster than those who don't. And no less an authority than John Wesley, that great theologian, said, "Never be the first in fashion nor the last out." The first in or the last out. I remember many years ago, somebody gave me a book called Dress for Success. It sold over a million copies, and I read it. I obviously didn't learn anything from it. But actually, it's the Bible that tells us how to dress for success, how to dress for real success, and that's in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 16. Paul talks about the wardrobe of a well-dressed Christian, and he says these clothes are always appropriate. They'll always be in style because it's not a matter of apparel, it's a matter of attitude. So let's look at Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves," there it is, "clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive each other whatever grievances you have against one another, and forgive as the Lord has forgave you. And over all of these virtues, these attitudes, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." And then he concludes by saying, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." Now, in this passage, it gives us how to dress for successful relationships. And the first attitude for successful relationships is clothe yourselves with compassion. That word compassion, oitrimos, is literally meaning sensitive to others. It means you're not calloused. It means you're not hardened. Compassion is sensitivity turned outward. It's empathizing, sympathizing, and showing compassion to others. You know, sympathy says, "I hurt with you." And empathy says, "I feel your pain." But compassion says, "I'll do anything I can to stop your hurt." Clothe yourself in compassion. That's dressing for success. And then he says, number two, cover yourself with kindness. Now, what is kindness? Well, it's giving people what they need, not what they deserve. Kindness is love in action. It's practical. It's specific. It's best exemplified in Jesus. God saw our need, and he sent Jesus Christ. It's not what we deserved. It's what we needed. And in Titus 3:4, Jesus is called the kindness of God. Being kind is being like Jesus. So Paul says, when you get up in the morning, start to get dressed, first put on compassion and put on kindness. You're not fully clothed. You're not dressed for success until you got compassion and kindness in your wardrobe. Now, when should I be kind? Well, the answer is whenever I've seen somebody in need, maybe a physical need, an emotional need, a spiritual need. You're going to meet people in your life today that have needs, and you need to be clothed with kindness. Now, the third thing he says in dressing for success, he says, wrap yourself in humility. So how do you get humility on? What does it mean to be humble before you go out the door? Well, being humble means admitting my mistakes, and it means sharing the credit. It means both of those things. Humility is not denying your strengths. It's being honest about your weaknesses. And so when you mess up today, just admit it. That's being humble. When somebody does something good, share the credit and let it spread it all around. Be big-hearted, not big-headed. The fourth key to dressing for success is to dress up with gentleness. And Paul says here in Colossians 3, nothing is as strong as gentleness, and nothing is as gentle as actually real strength. You know, I got a package today in the mail, and it said, handle with care. And I thought, that's a secret for success with people. You got to handle everybody with compare, with success. Now, who do you need to be gentle with? Let me give you a couple suggestions today. Be gentle with the unexperienced, those who are just learning how to do something. You know anybody like that at work? Be gentle with them. Or you know a fast food clerk who's just learning on the job? Be gentle with them. Be gentle with the inexperienced. Be gentle with those who are distressed. Then Paul says, put on some patience. Clothe yourself with patience. Now, patience is putting up with those you'd rather put down. Just be patient with people today. Finally, the well-dressed Christian wears an overcoat. And he says in this passage, and over all these other virtues, these other attitudes, put on love. Clothe yourself with love. Love binds them all together, it says. You know that word binds literally is the word we get girdle from. A girdle is that which keeps the unfortunate situation from spilling over. How do I do all these things? You think, great, Rick, yeah, of course, I'd be successful if I could be gentle and kind and patient and loving with everybody in my life. How do I do that? Well, the secret is verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now, that's what we're going to learn all during 40 days in the Word. And each of the devotionals the next 40 days are going to teach you how to dwell in the Christ Word richly. Now, what does it mean to dwell? Dwell means to live in. It means to make a home in. You let God's Word make a home in your heart today. And if you'll do that, you'll be clothed with compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and love. Now, this verse, Colossians 3:16, is our memory verse for this week. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So I want you to write that down on a card today and carry it with you, or use your little keychain verse that says the memory verse of the week, so that as you go through the day, you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and you'll be dressed for success. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.